Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel
good. That's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. A little bit of serious soul there. 17 of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of the Galen Institute. No one on the planet knows more about healthcare public policy than Grace Marie Turner. She's revered and receives requests for counsel on these issues from all corners of the globe and from politics and commerce. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Galen.org, I encourage you to check that website out, support the work that she does and she and her organization. Grace Marie, you bring tidings of joy and great news for small businesses, don't you, today?
I do, absolutely. I was at the White House a week ago Friday, when the president unveiled the latest administration rule to help consumers with more choices, more competition in health insurance. The latest was the final federal regulations governing health reimbursement arrangements. I know it's a mouthful, HRAs. These are like health savings accounts, but the employer can offer basically a defined contribution for health insurance for their employees. So basically saying, instead of, especially a small business, is saying, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed. I can't manage a health care program for 10 employees. Why can't I just give my employees the money I would spend on their health insurance, have that be a tax-free benefit so they can buy health insurance that suits them? And the Obama administration had completely shut that down.
Right. We used to do that ad hoc here years ago. We would donate. We would give them a bonus of money to pay for their deductible, and to pay for the premium the first month, the first year, and have them start saving for the next year.
And the Obama administration shut that down, basically said, if you do that, we're going to fine you, I don't know, $100 a day per employee forever until you stop doing it. So, of course, it's shut down. Well, the Trump administration said, we have seen the number of small businesses offer health insurance drop by 25%. We have got to get small businesses back in the game, give them a friendly option. So they're going to be able to contribute to an account that allows employees to basically use that same money on a tax-free basis, both to the employer and the employee, just like the big companies, but allow them to buy a policy outside. Maybe it would be a short-term limited duration plan. It might be a plan that is offered in the association health plan field. There are going to be a lot of options for people. And they also did a second part to this rule that's called exceptional benefit plan, so that something that's not covered by your plan, that you want dental benefits, you want vision benefits, you want some other, you can put up to $1,800 a year into a separate account that also is tax-free to the employee to buy an added benefit.
The industry calls that supplemental insurance. Those
supplemental insurance, exactly, but not having it be taxable to the employee or the employer, and allow employees to add on. And this is again,
so is this plug
money
into the
employer
the cafeteria plans.
It's better than flexible spending accounts, FSAs. I mean, all these these come from Washington, right? With that soup of names. But flexible spending accounts have more limitations on them than this new accepted benefit plan does.
Right.
So there are two parts to this, but it's very, very friendly to small businesses in particular that can want to do something to compete with the big guys to offer health insurance. But they just can't manage.
And the good news is this is helping private companies, insurance companies, to get back into business of providing products. They'll take these regulations and make products that are even handier than the regulations could stipulate.
Exactly.
And
that's what they're doing. They're trying to make it
hold the price down. And when the president's edict that you've got to tell people what they're paying for and how much it's going to cost them and what they're getting for their money, you throw all that in together. That's the arch enemy of single payer socialistic medical proposals, isn't it?
And it moves us in the direction that we in the policy community have known we need to be going in health policy for a long time, and that is to give consumers more control over the resources so that you energize a private market to respond to them, and
right.
that you also have the transparency with people spending their own money so they care
right.
about how much something costs and shop for an MRI.
We've got to give people the ability to become – you've been saying this for a long long time. I've been saying it right behind you. We've got to help people understand how to become healthcare consumers, not just healthcare receivers. They've got to become, got to learn, they know what a sofa is worth. They need to learn what an MRI is worth and whatever it might be, whatever the procedure might be. They got to know that. When I've had some procedures done, I've called them up and I said, I need to know how much it's going to cost. And back in the, earlier on, Grace Marie, they would say, why do you need to know that? I said, because I'm writing you the check. And they'd say, well, I have to get back with you. I said, well, get back with me because I'm not going to have it done until you tell me how much it costs.
Good for you.
And then I negotiated it down to a third of what it was originally going to be.
Bye.
Galen.org, folks. We got more to come, more good news from Grace Marie. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.